This is Pastor Stuart Schneider welcoming you to a service of worship at Community Presbyterian Church in Bellefonte, Kentucky. Come, let us worship the Lord together. Our first reading is from 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, 20 and 21. Ahab sent to all the Israelites and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah then came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." The people did not answer him a word. Hear the word of the Lord in this reading. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the church at Galatia, the first chapter, the first 12 verses. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord. One of the guilty pleasures that Kathy and I share is an older British comedy starring John Cleese, you may have seen it, called Fawlty Towers. Fawlty Towers. Basil and Sybil Fawlty are the owner-operators of a hotel named, appropriately, Fawlty Towers. Their marriage, though of long standing, suffers from a crack in the foundation. Sybil wants to do things correctly. Basil wants to do things cheaply. This gives us a wonderful way to find comedy in the warring urges within all of us, the desire to do right and the desire not to spend too much money doing it. There are two other occasional characters. One is a contractor named Mr. Stubbs. He does everything very correctly indeed, and at a commensurate rate. Good ain't cheap, folks. The other contractor in the community is Mr. O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly is everything Basil loves. He's cheap. Generally, cheap ain't good. Whenever work needs to be done around Fawlty Towers, you can bet that Mr. Stubbs or Mr. O'Reilly will be there to stand in for the conflict in our natures between wishing to do the right thing and wishing to compromise and do it on the cheap. Inevitably, Sybil insists that Mr. Stubbs does the work. Basil agrees but secretly hires Mr. O'Reilly. Gets found out by Sybil, and we hear Sybil's voice crying out, "Basil!" to great comedic effect. You kind of had to be there. Dialing things back to the 9th century BC, we find ourselves in the country of Israel at a time when Israel and Judah were two different countries, although allied by marriage. Ahab was the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was king of Judah. Ahab's daughter married Jehoshaphat's son. That alliance made Ahab's southern border secure, but he had a big problem to the north. The king of Tyre, Ithobaal by name, was a very big problem indeed for anybody in the area because he was ambitious and he wished to expand the scope of his influence. Ahab had to find a way to preserve his country from Ithobaal's expansionist plans. One way would be to build up his army, and a very expensive sort of undertaking, and one not very likely to succeed because Ithobaal had quite a large army. Another way would be to pray to God for direction or to consult with Israel's prophets, which abounded in the area. Instead, he married Ithobaal's daughter, Jezebel. Well, it worked for his southern border, didn't it? Why wouldn't it? Of course, nothing is as simple as it first appears. Jezebel turns out to be truly her father's daughter. She is a devout worshiper of Baal. Worse than that, she's interested in converting her husband and the whole country to the worship of Baal. She managed with Ahab, but not with Israel, and certainly not with Israel's prophets, headed at the time by Elijah. As you can imagine, they did not view Ahab's efforts to please his foreign wife with equanimity. The books of Kings relate 5 encounters with the prophets of Israel. This is the first of them. Ahab calls the prophets together, and Elijah, speaking for the prophets, sets out the problem. Ahab sent to all the Israelites and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah then came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping with 2 different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." What Elijah calls limping along with 2 opinions, we might refer to as living with divided loyalties. And brothers and sisters, it always leads to disaster. Mr. Stubbs or Mr. O'Reilly, you must choose. You can't go through life limping with 2 different opinions. Life, as I understand it, is a constant demand for choice. It's this way or it's that, Stubbs or O'Reilly. And however clear-cut Fawlty Towers makes it appear for the sake of comedy, in real life, the choices aren't that easy to see. As I've said over and over, we are very good at constructing good reasons to do bad things. Basil's Cheapside constantly tempts him to hire O'Reilly, even though the likely outcome is that the house is going to fall down. The teachings of the church argues against that sort of foolishness and always has. Today we see the rise of unaffiliated churches, churches who have no guidance from a larger church affiliation but depend upon the revelation of the leader. Revelation is a good thing. Paul says so. It might, however, be O'Reilly in disguise. It's terribly hard to discern a true call of a leader from someone with charisma, and the results of a mistake can be appalling. This is exactly the problem Paul had with one of his churches 900 years after Ahab. They had been visited by a group of missionaries who, with all good intention, were bringing them what they understood to be their call. Paul did not see it that way, and in his letter he was counseling his church not to limp along with 2 opinions. "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Paul's pretty pointed on this. Not just any contractor will do. You have to choose, Stubbs or O'Reilly. And Paul is adamant about who that choice must be. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Paul, because he is Paul, and because we view him through the lens of Scripture, gets to say that. What of contemporary people who feel called in the same way? This is the task of the larger church, to test such calls and to prevent us from running off in all directions at once in pursuit of the nearest and newest shiny thing. And that brings us to the matter of Community Presbyterian Church and the hazards that I present to you, which I pray you be constantly aware of. Simply put, I'm Mr. O'Reilly. We've all had a good laugh about my conversation when I began here nearly 9 years ago with Ned. He extended his hand and he said, "You're going to be the savior of this church." And I got all flustered and I said, there's nothing special about me. And Ned said, "We know you're not special, you're cheap." Bingo, I'm Mr. O'Reilly. The congregation had shrunk since Reverend Garda's day. Finances are tight, and I was available. Good for both of us. It has been a fruitful partnership. That said, though, we always have to keep in mind that I am not an ordained Presbyterian teaching elder. That means that you, the congregation, must constantly be testing my teaching, lest I should get it in my fat little head that I'm blessed by God to teach you contrary to the teaching of the Presbyterian Church. This is truly the community part of Community Presbyterian. We are a community seeking God's will, and unless we move as a community, we will limp along, satisfying neither ourselves nor God. Paul warned the church at Galatia in these words, "Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ." Church, if I was to forget, even for one Sunday, the limitations of my qualifications and training, we would inevitably wind up wandering around behind the bushes worshiping lightning bugs. I'm human, and I need human approval. That makes me vulnerable to flattery. You have to make boundaries for me. You have to surround me with your love, yes, and your discipline. Let us go on this great adventure, hand in hand, each propping up the other on his leaning side. Amen. Please join with me as we affirm our faith from the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. pretty normal to look back on the past, nicely sealed in a frame under glass, and to long for that memory of a time when right was right and wrong was wrong, and it was easy to tell one from the other. Such a time never existed. That's something we invented for children, and the memory of it will lead you astray. An adult relationship with God is an active relationship, not a passive role we played when we were children. We are accountable for all in our community, for we are all each given into the care of the other, and our community is as large as God's love for his children. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. And God's church said,
Amen.